Part 2. You will hear a woman talking about her job as a probation officer. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences.
My background's from a family of 6 children from a council estate where I saw friends drift in and out of crime. I had a desire to help people see that there are choices in life. I was interested in probation work, but having left school with little in the way of qualifications, I never thought I could do it. It was only after taking an IQ test that I realised I might have a chance. After leaving school, I joined the army. Then I started to study for a degree in health and social care. At the same time, I was a volunteer for the St John's Ambulance Service, the probation service, and at a residential children's school. Then I applied to be a trainee probation officer. Time management's the most important skill, especially the need to prioritise deadlines, read and digest information, and then write clear reports for the courts. I also have to be able to interact with people from all walks of life. There's a lot of one-to-one work with offenders, and this requires you to work through both your own and their emotional barriers. Every day is different. Of a working week, about 3 days are spent in the office, with the remainder split between prison and being in court. The best thing is that you get to work with a huge spectrum of people, from the homeless to professionals who've made mistakes. The worst thing is that the job is generally very pressured, and there are times when you have to engage with people that have committed crimes that involve domestic violence. That's really hard to take. My role is currently that of case manager, where I manage up to 35 offenders at one time. I liaise with the courts, which is basically providing guidance on the best sentences for people to be given. I also visit prisons, where I'm involved in the release process. As a next step, I'd see myself as a practice manager, monitoring a team, and ultimately, I'd like to be a senior probation officer.
Now you will hear part 2 again.
My background's from a family of 6 children from a council estate, where I saw friends drift in and out of crime. I had a desire to help people see that there are choices in life. I was interested in probation work, but having left school with little in the way of qualifications, I never thought I could do it. It was only after taking an IQ test that I realised I might have a chance. After leaving school, I joined the army. Then I started to study for a degree in health and social care. At the same time, I was a volunteer for the St John's Ambulance Service, the probation service, and at a residential children's school. Then I applied to be a trainee probation officer. Time management's the most important skill, especially the need to prioritise deadlines, read and digest information, and then write clear reports for the courts. I also have to be able to interact with people from all walks of life. There's a lot of one-to-one work with offenders, and this requires you to work through both your own and their emotional barriers. Every day is different. Of a working week, about 3 days are spent in the office, with the remainder split between prison and being in court. The best thing is that you get to work with a huge spectrum of people, from the homeless to professionals who've made mistakes. The worst thing is that the job is generally very pressured, and there are times when you have to engage with people that have committed crimes that involve domestic violence. That's really hard to take. My role is currently that of case manager, where I manage up to 35 offenders at one time. I liaise with the courts, which is basically providing guidance on the best sentences for people to be given. I also visit prisons, where I'm involved in the release process. As a next step, I'd see myself as a practice manager, monitoring a team, and ultimately, I'd like to be a senior probation officer.
That's the end of part 2.